Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother,
oh,
what's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss
here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina again with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. I hope everyone is doing well. Shalom, shalom. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. I'm glad you guys decided to spend your day with me today, with all of the people that are in the listening audience. You know, today was a wake-up call for me, you know, and, you know, all I can say is, you know, we have to get ready, and we have to prepare to get ready to go home, because there, you know, there are things that are happening right now around us, you know, that we have to understand is all a part of the plan, you know, and we have to make sure that we have our call and our election sure. We're going to have to really be able to knuckle down and pray and ask the Most High to deliver us from this place, because it's not going to get no easier. It's going to get a whole lot harder in a minute. It really is. You know, I remember I was talking to someone about the immigrants that were coming in here, and one of the sisters was saying that they're letting these immigrants come into the country, and they are paying these immigrants to do the jobs that first we thought it was a job that we didn't want to do, but they are paying these immigrants to do the jobs, period. They're paying them less, and they're offering them visas for their families to come in here. And I'm telling you, the closer we get to this, you know, everybody kept wondering, and it's a twofold thing, because, of course, when we leave, somebody's going to have to take our place, but we ain't gone yet. So, I mean, what happens when they start coming in now and they start taking the jobs now? So where does that leave everybody else? You know, I get the whole thing about, you know, when we leave, they're going to have to take up the slack, but this is going before that. This is before all of that. You know, and there's a lot going, especially in the healthcare field, in the nurses field. There are nurses that are here from all different kind of countries with different kind of trainings that have these letters behind their names, and I'm telling you, getting serious. You know, there was always a reason behind everything. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. I just forgot to even ask you that. You know, this is all getting close to, you know, the time. You know, it's all getting close to the time. And I mean, it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that are coming because they put the word out. Somebody had to put the word out to say, hey, if you show up to America and you have a degree or you've gone to school in whatever country you've gone to and you've gotten the credentials in whatever country you used to live in, they'll give you a job and they'll let you work and then they will give you visas for your families to come over. That's why these people is lining up like they lining up. This is serious. Eric Cole 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes. I was just listening to someone, and they were interviewing some people the immigrants that came over. And they said the same thing they asked them. They said, why now? Why now? Why y'all didn't come before? Why right now that you all are coming over in the droves? And they said, we weren't welcome to come under Trump, because Trump told us no. They said, but under Biden, the same thing that you said, they said, we were promised a new house, a new car, a job, visa, medical cards. They were promised all these things. And they said, that's why they all running over here. Because somebody did, I don't know who promised them, but somebody promised them that when they got here, they was going to move into a house and get new cars and new everything. They were going to be providing food and everything. They would not have to want for nothing. And they said, that's why we came.
Like I said, it's a twofold thing. You know, I see the Most High in it at the same time, but, you know, they doing this stuff in advance. I mean, unless we leave them real soon, you know, they are definitely doing this stuff in advance. They really are. They doing it now. And you don't know what kind of training these people have had. I mean, you know, because here you got to go through all kind of schooling and clinicals and all that. You know, you don't know what kind of training these people have had. For real. It's just not no joke. This is serious. I mean, for real. It's just, you look at it and you're like, man, what is really going on? But at the same time,
they had a town hall meeting in one of the, I don't know what state it was. It was a town hall meeting. And the people were very, very upset. And they were saying, how come you are putting all the immigrants in the black neighborhoods? How come they're not going to the white neighborhoods? And so it goes back to what you were saying earlier about they coming to replace somebody.
I believe that. Now, I do believe that we will be leaving soon. I do believe that we're at that point where we should be getting up out of here and that they're getting those people prepared. I really do believe that, because Yah's word cannot come back void. But I'm telling you this, if you don't have a job, you better get one. I will tell you that. If you don't have a job and you holding out and I ain't working for this, you better get one, because if this that many people coming over and they lined up, it's a reason why these people are lined up. I'm telling you, hold on, let me play this clip real quick. Hold on a second.
In migrant crossings at the southern border, the spike has forced U.S. Customs and Border Protection in Arizona to temporarily close the port of entry in the town of Lukeville. Migrants are being moved to other areas along the border for processing. CBS News immigration and politics reporter Camilo Montoya-Gavez joins us now from Lukeville, Arizona. Camilo, what is the situation like where you are right now? Who are the people behind you? Have you had an opportunity to speak with them yet? What are they saying?
Hi, Lana. That's right. We are in this remote section of the U.S.-Mexico border where hundreds of migrants have been braving the elements, waiting to be processed by Border Patrol agents who right now are completely overwhelmed and facing severe challenges here in this section of the border. Unprecedented numbers of migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and other places across the globe are turning themselves into border officials in this section of the border in the Arizona desert to request asylum and to begin that years-long process. And that has completely oversaturated Border Patrol agents here who are just struggling to process everyone. In just 24 hours yesterday, Lana, Border Patrol processed more than 10,000 migrants, a third of them here in the Tucson sector of Arizona.
In 24 hours, they processed 10,000 people. I'm telling you. Hold on, let me get you another one. Hold on one second. Let me pull this one up. Hold on. Make sure I get this one. 10,000 people in 24 hours. They moving them in quick, y'all. I mean, you know, they moving them in. Hold on. Let me see if this is actually reporting or they just showing pictures of the people coming in. Hold on a minute.
Vision has emerged of hundreds of illegal immigrants coming through a breach in the border wall and crossing into Arizona. It comes as migrant encounters at the southern border breaks a new record of 12,000 encounters in a single day. Customs and Border Protection sources confirmed the figure to Fox News, which is reporting that more than 10,000 of those were illegal immigrants coming between ports of entry. Fox News is also reporting Border Patrol sectors are running heavily over capacity. Talk show host Charlie Kirk has released this vision describing the border as a joke. Described the border system as broken.
Like I said, I am willing to make significant compromises on the border. We need to fix the broken border system. It is broken.
Former President Trump has warned the crisis at the border will escalate if Joe Biden is reelected.
And we have people going around really destroying our country. They're destroying our country at the border. They will allow, in my opinion, because you don't hear the real numbers, 15 million people into our country by the time Biden gets out, which hopefully will be very soon. If they get another term, this country is finished. By the time he gets out, and the people are coming from prisons all over the world, they're coming from mental institutions all over the world, and they're terrorists, and this country is going to be suffering a very big price. It's amazing that it hasn't happened. And interestingly, I had very strong borders, the strongest ever. We had the strongest border in history. All they had to do is leave Brandon Judd and leave Tom Homan and leave all these guys.
Senate Republicans on Wednesday blocked billions of dollars in additional security aid to Ukraine, Israel and the Indo-Pacific, including Taiwan, as they pressed Joe Biden to focus on tougher measures at the U.S.-Mexico border. Votes came in 49-51, falling short of the Senate's 60-vote threshold for passing.
I mean, 10,000 migrants coming across would be a really big day. The other day in Arizona, there were 12,000 in one day. The Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed. And this guy was on American soil, right? Because he's just right there at the border. You have to wonder if there might be a change, if there's a change in administration as to what would happen to him. The last thing I would say is that the Republicans in the House and the Senate have closed ranks and said, we will not do Ukraine aid if there's not.
There you have it, you guys. I mean, you know, this is, like I said, it's a twofold thing. What do you think about the borders? Is it completely at all? You know, I can see you know, us being able to leave to go back home to where the Most High said. I don't know how soon it's going to be or, you know, when it's going to happen, but these people are coming in here by the droves, 10, 12,000 processing, 10, 12,000 a day. I don't know if all of them are qualified to have jobs, but if they're coming over here, they're going to do whatever kind of job they need to do in order to survive. And I'm telling you, if you don't have a job, you better get one. Until we leave, if you don't have a job, you better get one. Because I'm telling you, it's not. They're going to work for cheap, and they're going to do whatever they need to do to survive, and that's going to knock down the wages even more than what they already are today. So if you don't have a job, you better get one and quit playing. For real. Because these people coming to do whatever. They don't care whether they have visas or not. They driving. They got cars. They don't have license. They don't have no insurance or nothing. Somebody ran into the back of me. He ran into three cars. Both of them illegal immigrants. No driver's license, no ID, no insurance, no nothing. I had to leave it up to my own insurance company to take care of my car. I don't even believe the police even wrote up a police report. I'm telling you, this is getting ready to get real interesting over here. Real interesting.
Did you see when they put out a, what was he? He was a veteran, a United States veteran. He was, I don't know what kind of home he was in or he was renting or whatever. They put him out and moved the immigrants in.
That's crazy. Well, just go to show you where we are now. They're doing this for a reason. They're not just nobody can convince me that they're just shocked. Oh, my God, these borders are just getting out. No, you know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. Guess what? They've already outsourced half of the companies anyway. When you call anywhere, you're calling to another country. You're already calling to another country. Any company you call, you're going to get, hello, can I help you? You don't even know who you're talking to. You have to ask to talk to someone in the United States. So, and they're already working for cheap. Imagine them coming over here. They're going to work for cheaper. Or it has something to do with that chart that IUIC and all them other people done put out or whatever the place is. Bishop Nathaniel and them done told you these people coming over here for a reason. Now you done told all these people they Israel and you better be right because they coming for a reason. They leaving their country and they coming for a reason. That's why this internet is dangerous. You have to be careful with what you say. These people come over here and they believe they Israel, and you done told all these people they Israel. They coming from all over the world. You better be right. That's all I gotta say. You know, then you know, too much. A lot going on. You, like I said, you'll be making brick without straw. You won't have no job. But they coming over. They getting all kind of stuff. You will not have a job. You know? So I don't know. I just want to make sure you put that out there. You know, hospitals, healthcare facilities, everywhere, they're letting them come in. And that, those are the people who are supposedly giving you the care that you need. And what other country can you do that at? You can't go in no other country and just walk in there and say, hey, I want a job, and if I work for you, you give me a visa and my family. You can't do that nowhere else. Well, it's all a part of y'all's plan, I guess. I mean, you know, nothing happens by chance. This is all a part of his plan. You know? Hold on a minute. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
You got to realize also that a lot of these people that's coming from other countries, they're not giving them insurances and pensions and stuff like that. These people are working for whatever money that they get. Now, you might get maybe a few of them that might get that, but for the most part, mm-mm. And then you got the ones that came.
They don't even want pensions. I didn't even get to the point with the pensions and all that kind of stuff. I'm just talking about the paycheck. Because if you get people to work without insurance, you really got something going on as a company.
There you go.
They got to pay insurance.
And then, you have, you know, it's not fair for those who came here years ago that they had to wait a year to be able to come in here. And now you got folks that's coming here, they get in here within 24 hours. It's just not, it's not right. It's not right at all. And like you said, you can't go over there to Mexico or China or anywhere else on the planet thinking that you're going to be able to get on and be set up like you was here. Not going to happen. If you don't have no money to that's already that can be used, you're going to be out. That's all there is to it. There is no welfare systems around the world. No, it's not.
It's not at all. You know, you wonder, is all of this happening for a reason? Is this a part of Genesis 15:13? You know what I'm saying? It's hard to accept that because the system, the government is letting them come in. They're not doing anything to stop it. They're constantly sending money out of the country to fight other wars, and we got a problem right here in this country. I don't understand. So they have to have a reason. They have to know what they're doing.
Oh, they do. They do know. They know. They do know. They don't want to give reparations. They don't want to pay for our health care anymore, and definitely pensions. I look at the military side, and in 2025, the pensions will be out. They're not going to be using them. Now you got to go into a 401k. And it's absolutely crazy. And plus,
hold on. What you mean the pensions will be out? They're not offering pensions anymore? The people that are getting pensions will be cut off?
Yes. Those who come in after 2025, that's it. No more pensions. They'll be got to go and have 20. They'll be getting 401ks, which is crazy. And then you look at to where it's the health care for the military. Those who get out, you still have to pay. You may not pay as much, but you still have to pay money. It's not free. The ones that came in during World War II, and I think Korea, and maybe Vietnam, but anything after Vietnam, forget it.
Well, I know we are watching the judgment of this nation according to Genesis 15:13-14, and maybe this is all a part of the plan, you know, but until we leave, I'm just warning everybody, until we leave, you better have some sort of income generated. You better be able to do something, because if they let enough of them in here, all of the jobs that you don't want and some of the ones you do want that they can do, they're going to give it to them because they're going to work for the cheap. They're going to work for the cheap because working for the cheap here is better than what it was.
Better than what they had, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So, you know, you might make $5 a day back in your home country. They offer you $5 an hour, guess what? You going for the hour.
Yeah, you are.
Y'all heard about the banks, right? The banks are supposed to be changing our dollars to digital.
They're supposed to what?
Yes, I heard.
Change the dollars to digital. In other words, you're not going to be able to go at all and go there to a swap meet and exchange cash for an item that you want.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that. The currency was going digital, but, you know.
And the dollar has lost its value. So you won't be
able to. Paper always do.
Right.
Paper always do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gold that's backing it, or whatever pressures that your country want and that other countries want. Other than that,
Well, I mean, we already dealing with digital currency anyway when we deal with transactions, but they're going to quit printing physical dollars? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Yes.
No more physical dollars.
And they said if you have money on you when they do it, you know, when it gets into the final stage, say you have some cash money on you or at your house, and you try to go to the banks to, they're going to put it into digital. And they said also that it's going to be where they do away with all the pensions, not just the military, but teachers, everybody that's receiving a pension. You won't be receiving any pension. They're going to come out with this new system where they just put some money in your account, and then they're going to see how you spend your money. They're going to tell you how to spend it. Like, they're going to give you an allotment, like, you can only spend this amount on food, this amount on clothing, this amount on entertainment or whatever. If you go over your allotment, then they're going to freeze your money or something. I don't know. But that's what it's coming to.
And think about it. That's why the IRS wanted our health records. They wanted to see exactly what's going on with us. You know, how many heart attacks that you may have had or what type of surgeries and anything else that is going to go ahead on and have you to be draining the system. Because all they got to do is say, you know what, we can cut him off.
Right.
I mean, but that's a part of the system as well, because we were talking about that the other day when we were talking about the One World financial system. It has to be, and that has to happen. We have to go into a One World financial system where everything is being controlled, because if it's not, then the Antichrist can't come on the scene and take over. They already got the hand scanners in place and everything else in place. So, yeah, I can see them going digital with the dollars, and everything is done by credit card now and not by paper money. Now, when they start talking about it's mandatory, you got to put a chip in you, that's something else. And I can see that coming.
And hopefully we'll be on our way by the time they complete it. We won't be here. We'll be on our way out. But there's a lot of, you know, saying that we may have 4 months for us to be leaving. And I'm hoping that that's true. I don't know.
And where did they get that from? Where did they get that from?
No,
that we got four months left.
No, I said it was several different people. I guess they had visions or dreams or whatever, and they were saying, you know, these were different people, and this is what they were saying, that they had a vision or dream that the Lord showed them, that we had about 4 months left, you know, and they all were saying the same thing, the different people. So I said, I just hope that that's true. I don't know.
Well, you know, all of that is in the hands of the Most High. We just have to wait on him and see. I hope so. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the land where we're supposed to be. You know, they're still battling over there. I don't know. We just have to wait and see. You know, but it's just very interesting to see how everything is moving in that direction. You know, it's crucial. Well, you know, like I said, if you don't have a job, excuse me, you better get a job, because this ain't the time to be without a job, because you got people that's coming willing to do anything to work just to be able to stay. They're willing to do anything to work and to be able to stay, and they'll work for any amount of money to make sure that they can take care, they can feed their families. You know?
A lot of the immigrants, they're complaining about the weather, they said, and I know on the news they were showing some of the immigrants that were in Chicago. They were saying that the treatment that they received there was worse than Venezuela, and they named another country where they came from, and they said this is worse, and they said they didn't want to stay. They wanted to go back.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, you know, everything that glitter ain't gold. You know, if this ain't where the Most High put you, you know, this ain't what you used to, you need to go back to where he sent you. You know, because it's going to always be an adjustment. But like I said, you can't go to their country and just decide to move in and stay. Like, you can't do that. I've seen too many videos where the Israelites have believed these camp leaders and ran up out of America and got stuck over in the Middle East, running in and out of the different countries, and had to get visa stamped every 6 months, and they had to pack up and move out and come back in. No, that, no, this is the only place where you can come in and get lost. It's the only place. It's ridiculous.
The Haitians, but they can't do it because they're always getting round up and kicked out.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, they do. They do that with immigration. They come and get them. I go to a laundromat every week, and man, I'm telling you, look, everybody got fear in their heart when somebody come through the door. I mean, Ed, look, it's ridiculous. This man walked in. He said, "Are we still in America?" I said, "I got yeah." I mean, you know, it ain't no joke. I mean, this is real serious business. But maybe this is all a part of y'all's plan. Well, it's got to be if he allowing it. Ain't no maybe at all. If he allowing it, it has to be. You know?
Well, my thing is also is that you have an immigrant who moved here. And they lived and worked here, and they raised a family here and became an American citizen. Who's to say the government is not going to go down and say, you know what? These people, they got to be the ones to leave. They got to go back to their host country or home country. And the thing is that the person or persons didn't do anything to warrant that. And they've been here for over 40 years. That's crazy.
Well, guess what? We've been here for 400, and we get the same treatment. You know?
No, but see, but we're not getting kicked out, though. What
we might
they
be.
Do is they put us in jail.
Yeah. It's just too much. I mean, it's a lot. You just see so many different scenarios that could happen. I mean, you know, I don't try to predict, but you see so many scenarios that could happen, you know, and we just have to just walk it through and see what the most, I mean, it's just something to see, you know, and this could be an extension of, because one of the men said they done sold the country out. And I'm like, wow. Well, and then to turn around and let Trump come back in office and redo this thing all over, I cannot imagine. I cannot. I really can't. Everybody, I know everybody say, oh, he's coming back in so he can finish what he started. I don't know. I mean, it's just too much.
If he come back, it'll be short term.
You know? It's a lot to watch. You know, but it is what it is. Like I said, you got to also be careful with that chart because they got all these people all over the country believing they're Israelites. You know, that's why I've never touched it at all whatsoever. And you better be right. You better be right.
Well, when he gather his people and they not gather, they know they not. When he gather the people to get on the ships and they, even if they try to follow and get on, they not going to be allowed to.
Yeah. It's a lot. It is a whole lot. Well, no, they ain't going to be allowed to. They ain't. And that's going to be a rude awakening. If anything happens, as the process begins, and they're not included in it, and you done told all these people they are who they say, or who you say they are, then, I mean, that's going to be on them. But I'm just saying, it's just all of it is a lot. You just be looking like, wow, look at all this stuff that's happening at one time. All praises be to the Most High. You know, it's not an easy thing. You know. It is not an easy thing. But I just wanted to share that with you. You know, like I said, if you don't have a job, you better get one. Because they come in and working for the cheap. And, of course, they're going to be your lawn care people. You know, they're going to be your mechanics. They're going to do anything, housekeepers. Yeah, I'm sure some of them rich women don't win, got some of them women off of that line to clean up their house. We will have bet you they have. For real. all kind of stuff. It ain't no joke. It's serious business. You know, so I just want to let y'all know that because this is serious.
Well, before the immigration, we already had an influx of the Mexicans moving in different areas.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you got to think about a country that's been founded on workers and the union and a wage that's fair, that's comparable to, you know, cost of living increases and different things like that. And then you got somebody that started out making $25, $30 an hour, and then somebody coming in willing to work for $15. Who you think they're going to hire and be willing to work without no insurance?
Probably going to lay off their workers and hire these people to save more money.
You know they are. It's going to change everything. You know, and I don't instill fear, but I mean, don't be foolish either and think that this is going to remain the way it is, because as we watch the things happening over in the Middle East and everything that's going on and how the world is shifting and America is shifting and all the stuff that's going on, the inflation we are enduring, pay attention. For real. This is going to be very interesting to see. You know, get do something where you can take care of yourself. You know. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Well, hopefully this will move as fast as our countdown that we did for the 400 year to be over, and it just kept counting down. And then we looked up, and it was right here upon us. It was over, and I think that's the way it's going to be for us to leave, that it's just moving so fast. One day we're going to look up, and we're going to be leaving.
I hope so. How are you? I really, really do. I really hope so. You know, because, I mean, you know, it's just very interesting to see how it all plays out. It's just very interesting to watch how it all plays out. You know? I really do hope so, you guys. You know, because this is a lot of stuff happening at the same time. You know, some things are to keep you preoccupied and not where you don't have to pay any attention to what's really going on. And there's so many different scenarios that are happening at the same time. There's so much propaganda that's being thrown at us at the same time. Some to keep us distracted, all kind of stuff. It's just so much stuff.
Well, no matter what, keep your focus on the Most High.
Because
that's going to deliver us through His Son, Yeshua. And all we got to do is just keep doing what He says to do, and having the love of Yeshua. That's all there is to it. I mean, because there's really nothing that you can do except for that right there. Just pray, and pray that He will not allow you to go through any of that mess. We can make it. We can make it. As a matter of fact,
He protected us through the COVID. So
he protected us through slavery and all that other stuff that our people had to go through. Because we should have been wiped out a long time ago.
Oh, so should have. And some was.
Mm-hmm.
Some really was. Thank you, y'all. That's all I can say. You know, Sister Afion had me so charged yesterday. You know, all praises be to the Most High Yah. We have come a long way. Let me open up the mic. Area code 513, you're on the air. Sister Afion, your mic is open.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Hope you can hear me good and just taking a walk.
Shalom.
I just wanted to harken back on something that you said about how the foundation of this country was built. And it's ironic that you said that we just got back in contact with Brother Adonijah. And it's something that he used to say all the time. The only foundation of this country was to serve our citizens. That's it. That's it.
That's true.
The foundation of this country has been to serve our citizens. When we completed that census in 2019, we've been held in captivity. That's it. So anything that's happening is for us to be removed from the circumstances. And like Brother Adonijah, I used to say all the time, every single one of our captivities, that nation was what? In power.
Yeah.
The heads of this nation know when we leave, they're no longer in power. They want you here. As much as it looks like they have all these people coming here, the jobs and the economy's going great, the only way they can be blessed is you by being here, as much as it doesn't look like that.
Yeah,
you're
that's true.
You're the key. So as much as it looks like they're doing this and doing that, actually things have actually gotten better in the sense that we don't get bothered anymore. And I know sometimes we don't see it, but it has been. They know that they can't do anything without us. And that's why I always say Donald Trump will be the key for us to go out of here. They don't want us to leave.
Wow.
You can't be the world power and not have the Israelites. You can't. You have to have us to be at the top, period.
That has to be true. At least the group that's here. Because we all over the world. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
We all over the world,
scattered everywhere. But it's something about the group that's here.
That's here. That's the key. It's something about the group that's here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to let you. As much as it seems like it, they don't want to let you go.
Mm-mm. That's crucial. That is crucial. That is just really interesting. You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, I can agree. I can agree.
And everything else has just been pretty much a distraction because they don't want to let go of power. Rome has been in power for, like you said, thousands of years. And you're
mm-hmm.
telling me after generation after generation after, I mean just generation after generation, and now,
mm-hmm.
now you're telling me I have to give it up to these people? No, they're not giving it up without a fight.
Mm-mm. That's true. That is so true. I don't even know what to say. I mean, you know, I mean, it is. It's just true. It is so true. It's just powerful. It's just interesting. I tell you, it's so interesting. You know, it's just crazy. Praise his holy name. This is where we are, you know. It's a wake-up call for everybody. You know, like I said, the closer we get to leaving, the harder it's going to be because they have never just allowed us at any captivity to just walk out. It's always been some drama. It's always been something happening. It's always been a problem, you know, and we just have to let the Most High do what he does, you know. Always. And like you said, you know, it's just, it's a reality that nobody can stop Yah. He just can't be stopped. You know?
To the intent that the living may know that
yeah.
I rule in the kingdom then. This happens. He said, I'm doing all of this. And as much as it doesn't look like it, it's for your benefit. Because at the end of the day, he's going to reign this kingdom to the intent that the living, we're the ones that are alive, may know. He rules. Nobody else is making any of these decisions to the
That's
extent
true.
That the living may know.
Yes, that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. That is true. That is so very true. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. That is so very true. Woo! I tell you, you know, we're getting closer and closer. You can feel it. You can feel something happening. You can definitely feel that. Hold on a minute. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I just want to say that they're not just being placed in the cities. They're in rural America, too, because out here is more so Donald Trump's land and people. Now, they've placed so many of them out here, and they don't normally like these people. They're the first ones to say, build a wall, build a wall. And they're getting along with these people. So this has to be a move of the Most High, because it's no drama out here. It's a lot of them coming out. I'm talking about in the woods, in the mountains. And they are getting those jobs at these big warehouses and stuff. So this has to be the Most High for a reason.
Oh, I believe that. I think everything happens for a reason. Definitely believe that. Problem is, though, you know, the problem is that, you know, we have to understand, too, you know, that they've never let us just walk up out of here for no reason. They've never let us walk up out of here easy in any captivity we was in, you know. And it's always, you know, it's always been, okay, you want to leave, then get out. That's what it's been. All I'm saying is, you know, we have to not be naive either. We have to always make sure that we got ourselves covered. And make sure you have a job, because some people think they're just going to ride out in the sunset. And it's like, no, it don't happen like that. No, no. We have to make sure we keep ourselves. We have to make sure we cover ourselves as much as we possibly can. Well, because it's not going to be easy. You know, they've never made it easy. It ain't never been easy. You know, so we get prepared and we wait on the Most High, because you got to think about it. All we've been talking about is leaving and great wealth. And they sitting around snickering like, great wealth from where? Who's supposed to give it to you? How you think you're going to walk away with something and we don't have it? So it ain't never been easy, because it's always been some sort of conflict with the people that are in the nation that we already in, the other people that's in the nation. It's always been an issue. Now they add more people to the conflict. Oh, you want to leave? Okay, don't worry about it. If you don't want to work, we'll have somebody take your place. Brick without straw. No? So you know how they talk about people ain't working? I would advise you to get a job. You know, because it would behoove you to. So at least you have some sort of power within yourself, some sort of power to say no. I mean, but if it gets to that point, because they say millions of people are coming here. So I don't know. I just, you know, just as an FYI, you know. Because if they know we're leaving and they know that this is getting ready to crumble, so to speak, guess what? They making plans to leave too. They said the rich and the elite have already moved their money offshore. They already gone. But I mean, you know, just as FYI, I'm just talking to the ones that ain't working, the ones that think that this is going to stay the same. It's not. It's not. No. This is not going to stay the same. It is what it is. There's nothing else we can really do about it except, like she said, trust y'all. Like we always said, trust y'all. But it's inevitable. This has to go. This This country has pushed Yah to the limit. Let me say it like that. They have done things and pushed the Most High to the limit, how far that he would be willing to go. They have created laws, and they have done a whole lot of stuff that has pushed him to the limit. Yeah. And they are no different than no other country that he's had to come and deal with, that he sent as a message. No, when he sent, Jonah. He sent Jonah to Nineveh to let Nineveh know, you better get it together because I'm not going to keep watching it. Every time they get to the point where they have gone too far, he has always sent a messenger to let the nation know, you are going too far. You have gone too far. And Nineveh wasn't Israelites. He sent Jonah. He told Nebuchadnezzar. Look at what he did to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't an Israelite. He was a Gentile from Babylon. He told him, I gave you a whole year to get it right, and you didn't. From morally, spiritually, financially, all of it, they have pushed Yah to the limit. Man, there's so much witchcraft going on in this, you wouldn't even begin to believe. So, I mean, how long do you think they can keep pagan worshiping and it's okay? How long? Man, he took care of Nebuchadnezzar while the Israelites was in the land. Matter of fact, he sent Daniel to tell him. And Daniel watched the whole thing. Like, man, you was through. He still didn't listen. So how long do we think that we're going to continue to do this the same old way and get the same old results? That's the definition of madness. Mm-mm. We have pushed him to, this ain't good. It just ain't good. No. It is the definition of madness. And you just be watching like you really think that you're going to keep on passing these laws and you really think you're going to keep on doing this stuff and nothing is going to happen? Woo, have mercy on me. Please deliver us from this place. All hell is getting ready to break loose. This is a lot. I mean, it's been a lot. Mm-mm. You just can't keep doing everything you want to do and think it's okay. And even the people in Nineveh had enough sense to repent. These people ain't repenting. They feel like, I ain't nothing going to happen. We don't even believe all that mess, no way. And then, you know, then he has to come and make us a believer. This is serious. No, it's real serious. You know, the Most High rule, like she said, he rules in the kingdom of men. It got nothing to do with whether we Israelites or not. This is his king. This is his world that he made. And he ain't going to let you just do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. But people have to be made a believer. They have to be. You know? You know, and Israel just been yelling, and we've been talking to our own people and trying to tell them and get them to understand, and we just been preaching on the street corners and YouTube videos and websites and everything, just like back in the day. Only difference was we knew who we was back then, but the prophets were screaming to Israel then, stop sinning, you better repent. You better stop doing what you're doing. Because he coming. You better repent. Turn your, what Jeremiah tell them, you better turn yourself over to Babylon and go on with them and give this whole, this thing is over with. They fought him tooth and nail. This can't be over. This is a nation. You see that temple up there? The Most High granted that temple. That's his temple where he lives. You mean to tell me all this is getting ready to be over? Away with him. Throw him in jail. Do whatever you want to do with him. You're talking crazy. The same thing we've been saying for the longest. And what happened? At the appointed time, at the mouth of the prophet, it happened just like he said it would. And we've been talking and talking and talking and talking, trying to get people to see. So it's not going to continue. And again, we're almost there. We really are. That's why I tell you, pray, have mercy on us, and please deliver us from this place. Deliver us. Because he's about to rain down some serious ugly on this place, for real. He about to rain down some serious ugly. And it ain't going to be nothing nobody's going to be there. Ooh, it ain't going to be nothing nobody's going to be able to. Do you know these weather patterns and these storms and these tornadoes and all these floods? That's nothing. That's the prelude. He can rain down some serious ugly on this place right here. You done did way too much. For real. Too much. It's just too much. And you be looking like, man, just hold on, y'all. It's almost over. You know, you just be telling them, just hold on. It's almost over. Hold, it's going to be a bumpy ride, but hold on. Because the Most High coming. It's not just the fact that Israel is leaving. If that's the biggest part of it. It's not just the fact that Israel is leaving. When Israel leaves, that's it. But in the meantime, while we're here, we're going to see some seats there. You're going to see the judge. It ain't started yet, y'all. Right? Ooh, he said, you are going to see the judgment of this. I mean, that ain't no joke. When the Most High say, I'm about to judge, boy. They don't joke. You know? Area code 228, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, shalom family.
Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Yaina. Isn't famine coming to the land?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like that now, since you know how much food costs? Shoo. The food is expensive. I mean, we ain't seen nothing yet, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. 15:13, what'd he say? He said, and know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. He said, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great stuff. We ain't seen it yet. We seeing the introduction. We have not seen. Man, listen. Lord have mercy. I'm like, please have mercy on me. Forgive me for, please. Because when he come, it ain't going to be no joke. Hey. From the religious leaders, from all y'all bishops and all y'all presiding bishops and all the mess you got, the Most High is coming. He on his way. And when he hit, it's going to be an ugly situation. No. You're going to know it's him. It ain't going to be no question. You ain't going to be able to explain to, oh, that wasn't nothing but weather. Oh, that wasn't nothing but a storm. No, you're going to know it's him. But area code 7478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Man, I can't even imagine when he does start to judge. You know, he's looking at these tornadoes and stuff, and I couldn't imagine that just intensified 10 times. Man, yes. That would be scary. That would be scary. But like you said, we want to know when he's good.
You're going to be holding on, brother. Rockslam, like, oh, Lord. You will know when he show up. I'm telling you. Mm-mm. Those people, when Nebuchadnezzar came into Babylon and began to burn that temple down, those people were standing there in amazement. That temple had been up for 400-plus years. Standing there as a pillar to the nation that this was erected for the Most High, the Elohim of Israel, and they went up in there and burnt it down to the ground. People were astonished. They were standing there devastated. They burnt it down to the ground. They couldn't believe it. No. No. When he said, I'm a judge, will I judge? It's ugly. I'm telling y'all, Israelites, y'all better start praying and asking for deliverance and getting your families prepared, because this is going to be ugly, because you're going to see this. He said, because afterwards you're going to come out. You're going to see all of this. Don't be surprised. They passing all kind of laws now, making abortion illegal. You know how many babies they done aborted?
Yeah.
Trafficking kids, doing all kind, I mean everything and anything they have been big enough to do.
Did you see the woman that she's pregnant and they said, but the baby's birth?
I saw that. Yes, ma'am. I took it
to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court told her she still can't get it.
Look, you know what? I don't even know how to comment on that. All I know is that Most High is coming. All this, we're going to fly away rapture stuff, and we're going to be, man, I'm telling y'all, if I could say anything to this nation here, to the United States of America, you better repent. That's all I'm going to say. Because if you really knew what was coming, man, listen, Oh, Lord have mercy. He ain't even started yet, Brother Yerushalayim, Brother William. He ain't even started yet. He hasn't even started yet. He ain't started. He ain't started. Once we leave, it's over. It's a wrap. Ain't nothing else to do. Once we step on that boat and he makes arrangements for us, what happened in Egypt? The moment we walked out, he touched Pharaoh's heart to come after us, and he brought his whole army with him. I don't think nobody returned but him and the couple of ones that was driving his chariot. Everybody was gone. It ain't no joke. It just ain't. It don't matter who's saying they Israel and where they belong. It don't matter. None of that matters. It doesn't matter. Because he's not going to allow his word to come back for you. Really, seriously, just like Nineveh, you better repent. I mean, for real. You better repent. But you know what? You don't even have to listen to me. You don't have to believe nothing I say. You don't. You don't have to believe me. Or nobody on this line. You don't have to believe nothing we say. But I can tell you this. His word ain't going to come back. And if you validated that 400 years, which you did, you have identified yourself as that nation. So you can't retract that back. That's already in the... That already went out into the atmosphere. That his word became... You validated his word through that. I'm you and your lesson. So all the Israelites that's conscious, repent. Continue to repent. Get your families ready, the ones that know. The others, they just have to wake up on the fly. But, you know, we got to get prepared and hunker down, because this ain't going to be no joke. This ain't going to be no joke. You don't even know when people come in here and they can turn against everybody. They can come in and get jobs and turn against everybody. You don't know what this is really about. You think January 6th was something? Let the wrong people come up in here in this country and see what really happened. Shoot. No. You don't know what he's doing. He allowing this. You don't know what this is.
From the wrong people
already
here.
See, man always has one reason, but y'all have the real reason. You got a million plus people that have come into this country that don't that have no no, what is the word? Patriotism. They have no patriotism at all one way or the other for this country. They just coming to make a better life, so they say. You got all these men coming. You don't know what the reasoning behind that is. No.
Soldiers.
Yeah. And soldiers always, you know, they do. Soldiers do commit treason.
No, but what I'm saying is that, like with the Chinese, right? So a lot of Chinese down there at the border. Not too many female Chinese, but mainly men. So what can happen is that when China decides to go ahead on to fight America, you already got a set that's already here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, you just really don't know. You just really don't know why. You really don't know why. You know, they coming. They busting them in there. It's crucial. So, I mean, you know, for us, we already know. We know we have, it's on record what he has done. Every time a captivity was over, it's on record what he has done to those nations. Every time we left, the nation was destroyed. It was never the same. It's already on record. Well, we haven't left yet. We're still here. And he said, you're going to see, I will, I judge. He said, and that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards they shall come out with great suffering. No matter who say they Israel, who say they spiritual Israel, it don't matter at this point. It don't matter. It don't matter about no rapture and all that. It don't know none of that matter because he getting ready to show up. You know, and then, like I said, just like Jonah, just like Jeremiah, just like Daniel, just like Isaiah, I mean, everybody was sent to give a warning. Everybody was. Ain't no joke. No. Because even when we leave and we start getting on that teaching where he said, even when we leave, they're going to still come after us. Just like they came after us in every other the captivity that we was in. The same reason why they're going to come after us, for the same reason. Just like the reason why they're coming after us. Ain't no joke. It ain't no joke. Real not, he's not. It's some serious business. Some serious business that we have to be able to understand. You know, that we ain't never walked up out of a country without controversy and conflict. We've never walked out of a country in our captivity without some sort of revenge plot being set. Never have. It's never been that easy. You know? At the Most High God is, you know, but we got to always know we're going to see some stuff before we leave. We ain't seen none yet. I don't care how many bugs they got crawling all over in Saudi Arabia and locusts and all that. No, none of that stuff matter. That has nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with this right here. We just seeing the beginning. It's just the beginning. It's only the beginning. You know, we have to know that because he left it on record. That's why this Bible is left on record, so we can go back and see it. It's only the beginning. That's all I can say on the matter. You know, will he come and he judge? You gonna have to pay. We gotta pay. This nation has to pay for the things that they have done. They gotta pay. They gotta pay for what they've done. You just don't get to walk off into the sunset. No, you just don't get to do it. Maybe like, well, just let them go then. That's how right they can. It ain't going to be that easy. It ain't going to be that easy. It said the Most High going to judge. He's going to judge among the nations. And rebuke many people. He may do his thing. So it's very interesting. You know, it's just very interesting. All I can say to Israel is brace yourself. Brace yourself and get ready, because it's going to be interesting. Because it's something we've never seen either. We've never seen this. You know, we've never had an opportunity to see this at all. This is, we read about it, but we've never been able to see it. Not no joke. You know, and like I said, I'm really basically talking to Israel today. Get ready for some things you've never seen. Get ready for some things you're going to have to endure. And you're going to understand the power of your Elohim when you do. You think you know who he is, but you really don't know yet. When he starts showing up and doing the things he's doing, it's going to scare the mess out of the bejeebies out of everybody. So just get ready. You know, and then when the people come to find the answer, because ain't nobody else going to have the answer, then you'll be able to tell them, this is the stuff we was trying to tell you before. These are the things we was trying to show you before. He going to scare the bejeebies out of everybody. For real. I mean, real talk. I mean, this ain't no joke. It's like, man, he is not to be played. When he said, I'm a judge, this is going to get ugly. He going to diss out a dose of ugly. They don't want to hear it, because you know what? People don't believe that he exists. These people just live their life. Oh, I live my life every day. I don't have any religion affiliations. I don't go into that religion. I don't think God is real. I don't do any of those things. I just live every day, like every day. He getting ready to show you who he is. He going to show you. Here you are. He going to show you exactly who he is. You know, and everybody that said that, you know, everybody that laughed, from Pharaoh to King Nebuchadnezzar, all of them have said the same thing. Everybody that laughed at Israel and didn't believe what they said, when he was done, they had to make the declaration that our God is God. So we'll see. We're going to see if it's the God you have created. You know that one you've created that you're comfortable with worshiping. And everybody has created a God that they feel like this is who he is. This is the God of the Bible. And this is the one. We're going to see if it's the one you've created. Or we're going to see if it's the one that's real. We're going to see. No, we're going to see. Because it's always worked out the same way, from Elijah all the way down. Everybody has always challenged us. They done called him desert deities and all kinds. But what they call him, a pathetic desert deity. They done called him all kind of stuff. But we getting ready to see. We going to see. And that's probably the last time I'll ever say anything like that. But for Israel, y'all better repent. It's time to get ready to go home. And get ready, embrace yourself for what's getting ready to happen. Because I'm going to tell you, when he got ready to deal with Egypt, it was nothing. Everybody was in amazement. They were shocked. All the Israelites were shocked. The Egyptians was devastated. They was devastated. They was devastated. They couldn't believe it. Israelites couldn't believe it. It was a state of shock. Everybody was like, wow. I mean, for real. Anyway, with Nebuchadnezzar, when he got ready to deal with Babylon, it wasn't even no war. They just came in and took it over. What a war. Them people went to bed under one government and woke up under another one. Ain't a war. Guess what? The enemies they swarming around in the waters right now. They having meetings and all kind of stuff together. They swarming around because it's getting ready to go down. I'm telling you what I know. Ain't nobody. And guess what? Don't send no CIA and no Secret Service and nothing to my house about how you know this or not. Don't worry about it. Just wait and see, because the Elohim said so. Don't worry about it. The sharks is swarming around in the water because it's coming. Coming. They having meetings, Brother Donny. Brother Yerushalayim, they having meetings. They flying to each other and having meetings. and all kind of stuff. They putting their tools and stuff together and wondering what they getting ready. How are we gonna do this? How is this about to be handled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They said Turkey done dropped out of NATO. Like we ain't have no choice. It's over. This stuff is like watch you. I mean, seriously, when you really watch the world players and how this thing is forming together, you look like, oh, shoot, it's about to go down. I mean, for real.
Yeah, it took a drop out like a stone.
Mm-mm, this ain't no joke. The sharks is in the water like, man, okay, that what we doing? How we going to do it?
Did the United
States
drop?
Let all these people up in here. Ain't no telling what's getting ready to happen. Look, well, I tell you one thing. He said Jacob shall be saved out of it, but Jacob going to see some stuff. You're going to be like, oh, my Lord. You'll be standing there like, oh, my Lord. I mean, for real.
Well, when you think about it, yeah, you know, we already are seeing it.
We seeing a little. We seeing the beginning. Yeah. We seeing the beginning. He's saying the birthing pains the beginning. Like we ain't seen none yet. Just hold on. You're going to be like, oh, my Lord. You know? All these people rallying and marching in the streets. All this crap. You ain't seen none yet. Just hold on.
Is the United States still back in Israel? Or did we drop them or what?
Say that again.
Is the United States still back in Israel?
Yeah, they still backing us. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They still backing
us. Yeah.
Yeah, they still backing them. I think they had a security council meeting, some sort of security council meeting where they had they were voting for a ceasefire, and America was the only one that said no and stopped it. So yeah, they're very much involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. Ain't got nothing to do with this, though. This ain't got nothing. That has nothing to do with this. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're doing, that has nothing. This has got something. This is every bit of Genesis 15, 13, and 14. No, this is real. This is some serious stuff, I'm telling you. Woo, have mercy on me, thou son of David. Forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. Have mercy on me. It's just too much. It's just way too much. It ain't no joke no more. You know, and you know what? You look at Israel, and I've seen how, you know, I watched it where it wasn't a whole lot of people talking. People was whispering, you know, about we was the Israelites. And then, you know, it just kind of hit the fan and people started waking up and stuff started happening, and it's just something was moving, and this is before the 400 years. And in the 400 years, we started talking about it, and we was at the countdown for this and that and the other, and everything, it seemed like it was going through like wildfire, and now it just seemed like it's just done slow down just a little bit. Slow down just a little bit. Wow. It's a slow down just a little bit. It's like, woo, this is crucial. It's a slow down. You know, not saying that it ain't still ain't people out there that's not putting up YouTube clips and new groups and, you know, power to the people. We all for you. You know, if the Most High got you to do what he told you to do. You know, it's some new folks out there putting stuff up. We woke now and all them other different groups. Do what he told you to do. You know? But us old folks, the ancients, you know, the elders, the elect and the very, we just sitting back now. Why we waiting on him? Ain't nothing else we can do. We keep doing what we're doing, but ain't nothing else we can do but wait on him, because he said he was coming. And we tell you, that nation will I judge. Baby, if you knew like I knew America, you would be on your face. For real, but you're going to have to be made a believer. You're going to have to be made into one. That'll make you go to cry. Grown men crying, man. That'll make, when he say, I'm going to judge you, man, you ought to go to crying for real, because that is not nobody's joke. He turned Nebuchadnezzar into an animal. into an animal. No, that ought to make you go to crime. But you know what? He's given them an arrogant heart. He's given them they have a prideful spirit. You know? They have a prideful spirit. They really do. They've been on top for so long. And ain't nobody been able to penetrate them for so long. And they think that they've been covered for so long that these people have a prideful spirit. Ain't no joke. They go, it ain't no joke. Ooh, somebody going to have to see this. There's just a lot going on. You know, and all that stuff. And every time they want to get a reaction out of Israel, they go making movies about Israel. They talk about something going on. Don't worry about us. We all right, because we waiting on our Elohim to deliver us. You know, that ain't we. That we ain't, you know, that's how we all right. We good. You know, for whatever reason you're doing that, we're waiting on our Elohim to deliver. Because you already got yours. Oh. My is just too much. I'm telling you. So that's all I had to say. You know, as an Israelite, you know, and from according to the scriptures, you know, we have to brace ourselves and get ready for the judgment because it ain't hit yet. We just saw the beginning. We saw the weather patterns out of control, but we can really see the Most High do some stuff, and they know it too. That's why they trying to change. They trying to retract some of this stuff and change these laws and all. You've been doing that a long time. This gonna take a nation repenting, and that ain't even gonna matter. I don't even know if that'll help, cause he already wrote he was gonna judge you. I don't even know if that's gonna help. Woo wee! You don't even know if that's gonna help.
But they so prideful, they won't even repent. They won't even repent.
No. You know why they won't repent? Because we tell them to. That's all. If it was one of those evangelical Christian pastors that was out here saying that, they'd be all over the news and everything. But that's okay. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to believe us. You don't have to believe us.
The pastors have been very quiet. I haven't even heard any of the pastors or seen them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most part, you got some that are speaking about that, but they don't want to show them. You can catch them on the internet, but for the most part, no. And putting them on TV, on radio, whatever, you know, like the regular stuff, no, they won't do that, especially on Sunday. Mm-mm.
It's terrible. Let him have it. I mean, you know, we've been through that too long. That machine been running a long time, too. He getting ready to come deal with all of it. That machine been running a long time, too, generation after generation. He'll only let you tell a lie for so long. He'll only let you tell it for so long. Generation after generation, that machine been running. And they've been begging folks, stay in the church. Whatever you do, hold on to the traditions. Stay in the church. We can wait, see. We can wait, sure enough, see. We gonna see. We'll see. And you know, all y'all that tried to hold on to them traditions and still be Israelites, we gonna see. We can wait, see. We can ready to see what you're made out of. We'll see. We'll see in a minute. Woo, brother.
That's
true, Lord, we can ready to see what they made out of. We can ready to see. They've been stomping across the stage hollering, we Israel. We can ready to see what you made out of. For real. It ain't no joke. He said, I'm going to judge them. When he tell you he going to judge, he said, and that nation will I judge, and afterwards they shall come out with great stuff. So you know you're going to be here to see that. Not no joke. Honey, I did for Israelites, all the Israelites, pray and don't stop praying. Pray for deliverance and don't stop praying. you know, get your house in order. You know, forgive those who despitefully use you and do all that stuff. Get that out your system. Don't have no hatred in your heart, and let's get ready to go home. This is going to get interesting. I said, Turkey done walked away from NATO? They said, we didn't have no choice. Wow. Wow. No choice. That's crucial. That is crucial. They go on. They said, we got to go. We can't stay. Ain't no joke. It's some serious stuff. This is real serious. Turkey quit NATO in a shocking move to do its stance on the Israel and Palestine conflict. Let me play this before we leave. Real quick. Hold on a minute.
9. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, popularly known as NATO, was formed. The primary goal of NATO was to ensure the collective defense and security of its member states. The core purpose of NATO, as outlined in its founding treaty, the North Atlantic Treaty, is to provide a framework for mutual defense against armed attacks. Turkey happens to be one of the NATO member states, and recently Turkey has been considering pulling out of NATO due to its stance on the Israel-Palestine conflict. This move by Turkey has a lot of implications, not just for the Middle East, but for the entire world. In this report, we'll navigate the intricate factors behind Turkey's departure from NATO, explore the consequences of this decision, and examine the potential ripple effects on the global stage. Dating back to 1952, Turkey's association with NATO was anchored in its strategic location at the crossroads of Europe and Asia, proving crucial during the Cold War. Its military capabilities and control over the Bosporus Straits, a vital passage between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean, granted Turkey a unique role within the alliance. Throughout the years, Turkey actively participated in various NATO missions, from the Balkans to Afghanistan and the fight against ISIS. It hosted significant NATO facilities, playing a pivotal role in Europe's defense. In return, the alliance provided Turkey with a security umbrella, bolstering its defense capabilities against potential threats.
So make a long story short, they saying if you are not going to uphold the laws that come with NATO to protect different nations, ain't no need in us being in it.
Yeah.
Crucial. It's ugly. It's getting ready to change some things. Like I said, get ready, everybody. I just wanted to leave that with you. I hope this has been a blessing for you today. You know, and that you understand how close we are to seeing our Elohim do what he said he's going to do and how he is protecting us. He said Israel going to be saved out of it, but we're going to be here to watch. And it's not going to be no fun because, like I said, these people are not going to repent. I don't think he has it in their heart for them to repent because his word will not return unto him void. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you at our regularly scheduled programs this week. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Good night.
Shalom.
Hi, family.